In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Presbyter and I were away on vacation a couple of weeks ago, and we were in Alaska, and we had the opportunity to spend an entire day in Sitka, being hosted by a priest named Father Michael Alexa, who is really somewhat of a legend when it comes to the understanding of mission work, of cultures, church history, etc. He has spent his entire ministry in Alaska. He's about 10 years older than I. He has a PhD. Presbyteta is Cradle Orthodox and Yupik, and he brings a great deal of insight into this whole Alaska experience. We learned so much from him just in that day that it would take it would probably take an hour-long lecture just to share it all. I hope when he's in town later in the fall, I hope that he might actually come and speak to us if I can convince him of that. I haven't approached him on that subject yet. I was actually so intrigued by my time spent with Father Michael that his book was for sale in their parish bookstore, and I bought a copy and read it the next day, and so it was really something to read the story of Orthodoxy in Alaska. Well, one of the things that stood out to me, and the subject of this morning's sermon, is that Orthodoxy resonated with the indigenous people of Alaska because so much of what was in their culture could be really fulfilled, if you will, by the teachings of Orthodoxy. And one of those unique attributes of their culture is that they are very circular in their thinking. Now, does that mean they're irrational or illogical? Of course not. But what that means is you're talking about people whose lives are defined by a rhythm. The season to catch the fish, the season to go hunting, the season when the days are long, the season when the days are short. And so you become accustomed to allowing your life to conform to that rhythm of life. And you say, well, what's the big deal there? Well, think about our life. Our life is very linear, right? We're born, it's like, okay, well, when does the baby start walking? When does the baby say his first words? You start preschool, kindergarten, grade school, grammar school, wherever you live, middle school, junior high school, if you go to college, you go to college, and on, there's a step. We're supposed to fulfill each step in this linear progression towards who knows where. And it is as we know, sometimes a very frustrating way to live because we can never enjoy where we are because we've always got to look to the next thing. So you complete your freshman year of college, you say, now I've got to get past my sophomore year. We can never be satisfied where we are in this linear approach to life. But the circular approach to life is, of course, not only something that was very important for the indigenous people of Alaska, but it's a very orthodox way of looking at things because we look at life as a circle, as a rhythm. We start out in September with the liturgical year and we have the Feast of the Holy Cross and we have the Feast of the various saints of the fall and we have Christmas fast and we have Christmas and we have Theophany and we have the Feast of the Presentation. We have pre-Lent, Lent, Holy Week, Pascha, on and on and on it goes. We have this beautiful rhythm that we are supposed to conform ourselves to. And if you were just to take something as very simple as going to school. You know, you start your freshman year and if you have a certain major, they might actually put before you an entire list of courses and a matrix of courses and when you'll take them. And it's like, okay, check that off, check that off, check that off. We walk into class, we ask the professor, what do I need to make on this test to get a B in the course? The professor goes like this, I can't believe I'm teaching. This is how we look at our lives. Imagine if we looked at school from a circular perspective where they said, you know what? You're going to get up, you're going to go to class. You're going to go to class 5 days a week. You're going to go home, you'll study, and you're going to keep doing that. And for 4 years later, you're going to maybe know something and have a degree. And that's a much better way to live, I think, a much more peaceful way to live. Now, this is a little bit of a commercial for Faith and Fellowship, but I don't mind giving out commercials for Faith and Fellowship because it's one of the best things that we do here at the church, and we do a lot of good things. Well, this year in Faith and Fellowship, we are studying the Gospel according to St. John. And we just did a John chapter 3, and I wanted to read a portion of it for you in the context of this sermon. Now there is a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Now, I'm stopping right there, and I don't want to go into a big discussion on being born again. We talked about that this Tuesday, and certainly, without talking too much about it, it is absolutely an experience of every mature Christian that there are times when we have these epiphanies where we experience the Lord and where we feel born again, sometimes even born again. But I wanted to talk about this reading from this perspective of the circular way of life. Nicodemus says, "Can a man enter a second time into his mother's womb?" No, you can't enter a second time into your biological mother's womb. However, we've said before, quoting Cyprian of Carthage, a third century saint and martyr, who says what? You cannot have God as your father without the church as your mother. The church is our mother, and we do climb into her womb, and we climb into her womb every year, and we experience the whole rhythm of the life of the church. And really, one could reasonably argue that you really can't mature as a Christian. You can't be born again. You can't go through these experiences of renewal without living the life of the church, without crawling into the womb of our mother, the church. Now you say, okay, how can I apply this business of circular living to my life? And there are many ways. Consider the things that we do around the house that we regard as drudgery. Doing the dishes. And then they get messy and you do them again. Cooking. You make the meal, you clean the dishes, you serve your family, and then you've got to feed them again the next day. Laundry, the same way. And the problem with us linear thinkers is that we view these things as drudgery. So, and this is, I do a lot of laundry, I'm ashamed to say that there have been times I've put in a load of laundry and then I've gone into the bedroom and I found a pair of dirty socks and I go, "Oh my goodness, I forgot a pair of socks," like it's the end of the world. But that's what happens when you think like a linear person. A person who has the rhythm of life and says, "You know what, I'll do laundry again in a few days, I'll wash the socks then." It's that simple. And then when we prepare our meals for our family, they say, "Yes, this is what I do. I feed my family, and tomorrow I'll do it again, and I'll do it again, and I'll do it again." This is life. This is the rhythm of life. It's nothing to be resentful about. It's something that gives us a chance to surrender ourselves to the beautiful circles of life. And I would say, just with regard to household chores, our lives would be much happier if we had that circular perspective on things. And that helps answer some questions for us, like, why do I have to pray every day? The reason I pray every day is to enter into the rhythm of life. I enter into the rhythm of life so that those things that I do that my linear mind considers as drudgery, I view as a blessing. This is what I do. I do these things and I do them daily, and it's a joy to do them. Weekly worship is the same way. You know, the indigenous people of Alaska, when they became Orthodox, they would never ask the question, "Why do I have to go to church every week?" Because they lived a circular life. They say, "Well, of course, every spring I do this, every summer I do this, every week I come to church. I come to church every week so that I can enter into this beautiful circle, this rhythm of life that the church prescribes for us. It conforms me to a really healthier way of living." And when we come to church just whenever we want to, what we're really saying is we want to live that linear kind of a life, that I'll take this step and that step, and you know, I'm not going to come this week because it'll be the same as last week. And you know, that's like people in Alaska saying, "I'm not going to eat salmon this year because it tastes like the salmon from last year." It's completely irrational. Imagine if you said, "You know, I fed my family dinner last night. I'm not going to feed them tonight." And so why would we do that when it comes to worship? Regular worship helps us conform to a healthy rhythm of life, this circular living of life. Now, another commercial. This commercial is for our young adult group, the Orthodox Forum, that met this past Thursday and will meet again. We'll meet again a week from this Thursday. This week is our teen forum. But we had a discussion question this past Thursday. What is an Orthodox mindset? And I was very intrigued to hear that question because I already had this sermon in my mind. And one of the ways to acquire an Orthodox mindset is to look at life from a circular perspective. Because what happens? What happens when I surrender myself to this idea that yes, I do laundry and I do it gladly because it serves my family and I'll do it again. And when I fold my family's laundry, it is a blessing. And when I feed my family, it's the same thing. And when I clean the house, we do all these things that we ordinarily say, oh my gosh, do I have to do that? We say yes, we do have to do it, and that's natural. And I would say to those of you who are complaining, thank goodness we don't have to go off into the wilderness with a spear and hunt down our dinner that will freeze for the wintertime, right? So how hard is it to do laundry anyhow? But anyway, if we have a circular mindset, here's what happens. It increases our humility. Because now I'm not thinking about me first, I'm thinking about the cycle of life first, and I become part of that. It really, it gives my life meaning. Aside from entering into this beautiful rhythm of life going around and round the way we Orthodox Christians are supposed to live, aside from that, it really is hard to give meaning or even to give purpose to folding laundry or to vacuuming or anything else. But again, when I live that way, I said, yes, this is part of what I do. This is part of the rhythm of life. And certainly living this way gives us patience. And we're not wondering about the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing. Because that's such an elusive, deceptive rat race that we can almost make ourselves crazy and certainly make ourselves disappointed by living that way. So, this is a sermon, if you will, not simply to describe a little bit about Alaska, but it is, if you will, a sermon of commercials, of plugs, of encouragements. There was in this sermon a plug for our Faith and Fellowship group that meets on Tuesdays. Even if you haven't come ever in the past 5+ years that we've been doing it, if you started coming this Tuesday, you would be very happy you did so. And there was a commercial here for our Young Adult Forum that meets on the first and third Thursday of the month. There was, if you will, a plug in this sermon for daily prayer, because daily prayer helps me, helps you, helps all of us enter into the rhythm of life. There was in this sermon a commercial or a plug for weekly worship, because without weekly worship, it's very difficult to become part of the rhythm of the Orthodox Church. And there was also in here a commercial for living our lives according to the liturgical year. Yesterday we were doing some shopping and we said, well, let's not buy too much meat because what? Because the fast starts November 15th. And so we surrender ourselves. We surrender ourselves even to the liturgical year. And yes, this sermon is, if you will, a commercial for doing that. But above all, I think this is a sermon for us to consider that we might take a moment and learn from the indigenous people of Alaska, from our Orthodox Christian brothers and sisters who live in Alaska, who came from a culture that made it very easy for them to assimilate the faith. You see, they would look at the words from this morning's epistle reading. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. And they would look at those words, and unlike us who would say, oh, you know, that's something that St. Paul wrote, or I was born again October 3rd, 1975, whatever it is. They would look at those words, now is the acceptable time, and now is the day of salvation. And they'd look at those words and say, yes. And then tomorrow will be that day. And a week from today will be that day. And a year from today will be that day. They would look at those words and understand how much they plug into this call of ours to enter into a rhythm of life that is good and beautiful, peace-giving, and very, very Orthodox. There is a great deal to be said, dear brothers and sisters, for living our lives according to the rhythm that Orthodox Christians are called to follow.